Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As President Trump prepares for a trip to Asia, the White House says the threat from Pyongyang will be at the top of his agenda when he meets with Asian leaders. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
The United States remains committed to the complete, verifiable, and permanent denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump will reiterate the plain fact that North Korea threatens not just our allies South Korea and Japan and the United States. North Korea is a threat to the entire world, so all nations of the world must do more to counter that threat.
Recent polls show Americans consider North Korea to be the most immediate threat to the United States. Meantime, U.S. Air Force says it has launched two Guam-based B-1 bombers accompanied by fighter jets from South Korea and Japan in an exercise in the area of the Korean Peninsula. Islamic State claiming Saifullah Saipov, the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who killed eight people in New York City earlier this week, as one of its own. Saipov, who came to the United States legally through a special visa program, faces numerous terrorism-related charges in connection with the deadly rampage down a bicycle path in a rented truck. In addition to the eight people who were killed, a dozen more were seriously wounded. Police shot Saipov, who is now hospitalized. Demonstrators have gathered outside Venezuela's National Intelligence Service headquarters, demanding the release or at least better treatment of several hundred dissidents detained there and elsewhere for months, the detainees primarily students. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the United States is Iran's number one enemy. VOA's Steve Miller has our report.
U.S. President Donald Trump broke ranks with other major powers last month by refusing to formally certify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Under that deal, most sanctions on Iran were lifted in exchange for Tehran's curbing its nuclear work. Khamenei said that Trump's remarks were foolish and demonstrated America's hostility towards the entire Iranian nation. He also said Tehran would never succumb to Washington's pressure over a multinational nuclear deal. Steve Miller, VOA News.
United Nations refugee chief says the growing crisis of global displacement is the result of weak international cooperation and the inability to prevent, contain, and resolve conflicts. Filippo Grandi says a series of new crises has caused massive displacement across virtually every region of the world. A Spanish prosecutor has asked a judge to issue an international arrest warrant for the former president of Catalonia and four of his ministers after they failed to appear in a Madrid court for questioning about their efforts to break the region away from Spain. That story now from VOA's Mariamo Diallo.
The same judge sent eight former Catalan cabinet members to jail without bail and ordered another to be held pending a bail payment. Carlos Puigdemont's lawyer said the climate in Spain was not good and his client wanted to take some distance, but he would cooperate with the courts. Puigdemont said on Wednesday he would ignore a court order to return to Spain to answer charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds relating to the region's secessionist push. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Cuba's foreign minister has accused the United States of deliberately lying about the mysterious sonic attacks on American diplomats in Cuba. Bruno Rodriguez called on the Trump administration to, in his words, tell the truth or present evidence. The U.S. cut staffing at the Havana embassy by 60% in response to the incidents and has expelled 17 Cuban diplomats from Cuba's embassy here in Washington. Well, despite the terror attack in New York City this week, the New York City Marathon will go ahead as planned on Sunday. It's the largest in the world. More than 50,000 runners and an estimated 1 million spectators will take to the streets as runners traverse the five boroughs of New York City to cover the marathon's distance of just over 41 kilometers. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.